Welcome to Masech Eshkalon, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 7, Mishnah 5. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if a person finds an animal close by to Yerushalayim, we saw all the way to Migdal Eder, the name of a place outside of Yerushalayim, we assume it's a karban, it's a sacrifice. Now the Mishnah teaches, Barishayna hayu mimashkan in es moitzayah. Initially, if somebody found an animal in Yerushalayim, or nearby Yerushalayim, so they would take a mashkan, a collateral from the person, the bezin, the Jewish court would come down and take a collateral, until the finder would bring nisachim, which are wine libations, the appropriate wine libation for that particular animal. However, when people saw that you had to, it was a pain to take care of the animal, and that it would cause you a loss of money and collateral would be taken, so people just didn't pick up the animals, and they let the animals continue to wander. Therefore, the Jewish court instituted that the libations, the wine libations, should be paid from the public coffers so that people should want to return or bring for a sacrifice an animal that's found. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. On Rabbi Shimon says, Shibet Varam Hiskinu Bezdin. There were seven institutions that were made by the Jewish court pertaining to the Sachem, to libations. And the previous Mishnah was one of them. Here come the additional six ones. Nachri Shashilach Olasu Medina Sayam. A non-Jewish person that sent a burnt offering from Medina Sayam, from far away, and halachas, you can accept a karban from them, the shilach iman nesachim, and the fellow sent along money for nesachim, for libations, kriyevim mishalo, then we use that money to buy nesachim, to buy libations. Vim lav, let's say the fellow just sent the animal, but didn't send money for the wine libations, kriyevim mishal tibor, then we use the public coffers to pay for the nesachim, the libations, for that sacrifice. Similarly, another takana, the next takana, the next institution. A convert that died, and he left over sacrifices that should be brought, and he has no inheritors, he has no relatives to bring his karbanos for him, because usually if a person dies, his relatives bring the karbanos. So like this. If he already separated wine for nesachim or money for the nesachim, the libations, while he was alive, craving mishalo, then obviously we would bring it from his particular nesachim. Let's say he never did. Craving mishal tzibor, then the nesachim, the libations, are brought from the public coffers. Utanai bezdenu. And there is additionally the next takana, the next institution, that the Jewish court made the following tanai, the following condition. Al kohen gadol shemes. If the high priest dies, and they didn't appoint anyone else yet, shet hemichaso kreva mishal tzibur, that his daily meal offering, called the minchas chavitin, that he brings, is brought from the public coffer. Just a little bit to understand about the minchas chavitin, so that we'll understand the rest of the Mishnah properly. The Kohen Gadol would bring from his own personal pockets every day a karban mincha. It was called a minchas chavitin. It was a tenth of an eifah of solas of fine flour, and half of it was brought in the morning, half it was brought in the evening. Now the way that it worked was that the Kohen would bring every morning a full isaro, a full measurement, and they would divide it in half. And from each half they would make six chalos matzos, six loaves of bread, which total was 12. And he would bring half in the morning, six in the morning, and six in the afternoon. Now, if the Kohen Gadol died after he brought just the morning one, and they appointed another Kohen Gadol that very day, he doesn't bring the half that was left over from the previous Kohen Gadol. He has to bring a complete Isaron and divide it in half, and only brings half of it, and the rest of it is burnt eventually. Once it becomes pasul, it becomes invalid by staying around to the next day. Similarly, the half that's left over from the previous Kohen Gadol who died, also, we can't bring that, and we wait until it's Ibor Tzura, which means to say until the night passes and it no longer is fit, and then we burn it. Now, in our Mishnah is teaching us that if the Kohen Gadol died after he brought half in the morning, and they didn't appoint anyone, then the Bezdin Institute, this is one of the institutions, that the Minchas Chavitin should be brought from public pockets. Rabbi Huda says, Mishal Yorshin, that it's brought from the inheritors of the Kohen Gadol that died. Until they appoint another Kohen Gadol, it comes from them. Ushlema Haisak Reva, it was brought on a complete Asir Sa'efa, and not half. So they would bring one complete Isaron in the morning, and one complete Isaron in the evening. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says Mishal Yashim, I'm sorry, Ushlema Haisak Reva, that it was brought complete, even though usually the Kohen brought it, but happened in this situation, it was brought complete. Wishing you a beautiful, wonderful upcoming Shabbos, a Shabbos of peace and relaxation. All the best. Shabbat Shalom.